Yeah, man. So I want to talk about how the game, he had to come out and he had to profusely apologize, profusely. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I was bad timing. He had to come back and he had to apologize basically to all the Damus, all the Bloods, all the B's and P's. And the reason why, let me tell you the reason why. Because there's a narrative that's going around right now that Indian Red Boy was killed by Rolling 60s. And a lot of people in the Bloods and Piru Nation, they know that that's just a false narrative. They know that that's a false narrative. And when Game puts out a video saying, yeah, we kill niggas, and basically he'll kill somebody that disrespects Nipsey Hussle. And it was just all bad, because when he put this video out, I just can't believe that the dude was that tone deaf. And he's like, yeah, I had these lyrics written for a couple months. Whether that's true or not, it's really nonsense. It don't matter if it's true or not. Doesn't really make a difference. The point is, he said some stuff. He put out that video, and I don't know why he put that video out, but he did. He put that video out right after Indian Red Boy. He's a trending topic. And a lot of Bloods, especially the Inglewood families and Sentinella Park families, they took, oh my God, they took offense to that. It was like, they was on his head. So he had to apologize, because a lot of OGs that were shot callers, that's among the Bloods and Pyrus, the B's and P's, they weren't having that, dude. They're pretty much getting at him, man. They're getting at him online. They're getting at him in his DMs, and they're letting him know, like, hey, you're going to have to holler at me. You're going to have to clear this shit up. And even with WAC, WAC is a Piru, you know what I mean? He's part of the Piru Nation, so they were getting that WAC also. And WAC had to go on his channel. WAC 100 had to go on his channel to kind of clear the air and say, hey, this wasn't that. This wasn't the homie Game disrespecting Indian Red Boy. So, in other words, he had to fall in line. He had to fall in line because, a lot of people know that Game for years, many people have been questioning him about his gang, him and they're questioning him, Not so much that he's a Cedar Black Piru or he's an actual Blood, but a lot of people are just like, man, you was hood hopping, because before you was claiming a Crip gang. This is what many people who go against Game say. They say you a hood hopper. You used to claim Santana Block, which is another Crip gang, which is a Crip gang in Compton. So they like to call him a hood hopper, not really a true Damu, just somebody who kind of did it for his rap career to be known as, So, that's besides the point. But WAC 100 had to make a video. And in the video, he pretty much states, and he pretty much says everything that I had, my theory, he pretty much already... He already kind of said what based on what my theory is, that's kind of true. That all of the Bloods know that this had nothing to do with any Crips rolling up and killing him. This was some stuff that was in-house. So, he said, yeah, Game gonna have to pay for the funeral. And he says, not that he has to, but it's something he has to do. Even though he doesn't have to, he has to, because how it looks, right? It looks like, it just looks like Game is being disloyal to them, you know. He's breaking all the rules, right? Like, you can't do all that. And what's crazy is, many people are like, dude, WAC 100 was a guy that was dissing Nipsey Hussle, and that's your manager, right? Because he was dissing Nipsey Hussle, saying that Nipsey Hussle, this is, you know, it was some stuff he said about Nipsey Hussle when he got murdered that was real foul, and kind of, you know, this was really started a beef between some of the people from Rolling 60s and WAC 100. Not all of them, you know, because Big U is kind of like, that's WAC 100's mans, but this is like, it started some beef between WAC 100 and people inside Nipsey Hussle's inner circle. You know, that's why you heard about the bodyguard for Nipsey Hussle knocking out WAC 100 at some concert backstage or some kind of event. And he knocked WAC 100 out and he ran out. So many people were kind of questioning this other rapper who's a blood. And they're like, you're siding with the Crips? Like, what the hell? Like, you basically, there was some stuff that went down between a Crip and a blood, and you're gonna side with a Crip, you know? So that kind of put that Compton rapper in some hot water. So, you know, it was a bunch of drama with that, but, you know, these streets ain't nothing to play with, man. You know, that's why if I was a rapper in the West Coast, I would just try to avoid anything street related, talking about anything that has to do with the streets, because these streets, man, you know, they'll have you doing some stuff. Like, you say the wrong thing, you say the wrong line, it's consequences for that. Because there's guys that you got to run into and answer for those lines that you say. Like, you just can't say or do anything and not expect for it to be no consequences. And Game had to do it. I mean, some people are like, man, that's honorable, Game, dude. But he had no, I think in this position, he really had no choice, because so many people were getting that guy at WAC 100, you know, with the B's and P's, he had to come out and say something. And even Game said he had to speak out, he had to speak with some reputables. And, you know, and that's that. You know, hopefully they accept it, but I'm pretty sure not everybody's going to accept it, but at least it's at a point to where Game can go places and not worry about getting harmed or being targeted. Because it's one thing to kind of have an issue with one person, but when it's a situation where you could be greenlit, or it could be a situation where you need extra security because dudes is trying to get at you, it's not worth it. You know, it's better to just come out with the apology and say, hey, man, I messed up. I got to stand on. I got to eat. So that's what the Game did. Some people could call it a punk or whatever, but you don't want to be in a situation where everybody's trying to come at you. You know what I mean? And you need extra thick security. So WAC 100, you know, love him or hate him, I think he did, you know, he handled the situation like an OG would, you know, or OG should. And, you know, I think that's the reason why the Game hired WAC 100 in the first place, because he got into a situation with some guy who was already deceased now. And this guy had knocked the Game out, allegedly. He had knocked the Game out. This is about 10 years ago. This guy knocked the Game out. And he was online bragging about it. This is right when the online, like 2010, 2011. This is when the internet is really like starting, it's really taking off. You know what I mean? And you had these little hood blogs where they, you know, they go to the hood and they interview the people, and it's like, this dude was bragging about knocking out the game. So there's already been a history of funk between Game saying stuff on tracks and saying stuff and kind of having to, you know, retract it or kind of clean it up. So this isn't new, but the guy that knocked him out at Fox Hills Ball, for whatever reason, you know, I guess camera phones wasn't really popping back then in 2010. And there's no video footage of the game being knocked out, but everybody that was there swears by it. Like, yeah, they saw the game get knocked out. And one of the people that helped Game clear that situation up is WAC 100. So that's how he became a WAC. I mean, that's how he became the Game's manager, because when you're moving through the city of LA, you need somebody that's connected to the streets that can help you get events done without a problem. So yeah, this was longer than what it needed to be, but it's just so much stuff, man, so much history behind the game, you know, the game just having to apologize and having to retract stuff because he's gotten into a lot of stuff throughout the years. But I give him this, man. He did what he had to do. And I'm out.